left off Amen Chesamad Aleph. Let's just recap a little bit. Sheet is over here from the Mishnah. We had a Mishnah Amen Vav Amen Aleph that told us Machloikos, a three-way Machloikos between Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, and Ben Beseira was in the middle. Rebbe Lezer held that when it comes to Chala that you want to take from a Isa Tameo on Yom Tif, so he preferred that you should not give it a shame challah. Don't be mafresh the challah first, but rather you should bake it first. Ben Beseira said you should put it in cold water. You should take off the challah and put it in cold water, and it won't become chametz that way. And Rabbi Yeshua said that you shouldn't be worried about it being chametz and being over by your Rabbi Matzei. Rather, you should go ahead and be mafresh and leave it alone. If it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz, but it's not yours. It's like truma. And therefore, it's the Shem Gavaya, and it's not yours. You're not going to be everybody by Matzah. Now, the way we explained the Machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and Yeshua was how Rashi just finished being Masbir, the Gemara Mem Chesem and Aleph, was that there really is a two-way Machlokes going on between Rebbe Elazar and Yeshua. Rebbe Elazar was worried about Bayer by Matzah because he held that Chalo has a Tevas Hano, which is considered Mamoin. And since it's considered Mamoin, so now you have a Bayer by Matzah problem. And also, he was worried about you baking it, about you calling it Shem Chalo. He's worried about calling Shem Chalo because he says it's yours. Now, he says that you should bake it and don't be worried about what happens after you bake it and that the baking itself will be a problem. The baking itself is not a problem in Yom Tov because you have hoyo that you could take off from each one, and that already, taking off from each one wouldn't be a problem of baking it Shalei L'Tzerich on Yom Tov. And therefore, since you have hoyo, he prefers to go bake it first and then take off the challah, and then you won't have the chametz problem. And Rabbi Yeshua said that it's not mamon, and therefore the problem doesn't start. You don't have a bariyah by matzei. Why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Elazar to bake it? And he says because he doesn't hold of hoyel. He doesn't have a hold of hoyel, and therefore he wouldn't like to bake it because lamaisa, are you going to take off one whole challah off the whole batch? Yes, and therefore that one whole matzah, that one piece is that one isa is not L'Tzerich Yom Tov, and therefore you have that problem of baking on Yom Tov Shalei L'Tzerich. Now the Gemara decides the halacha, and the halacha is decided here on Mem Ches Med Aleph, about 7 lines from the bottom. Tanyo, Rebbe Omer, halacha k'Rebbe Elazar, halacha follows Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, halacha k'Ben Beseira, halacha follows Ben Beseira. So neither of them decide like Rabbi Yeshua. They do decide that there is a chametz problem here. There is going to be bayah by matzei. However, they choose between the two how to decide it. So Rebbe wants to decide it like Rabbi Elazar. They should bake it first. And Rabbi Yitzchak wants to decide it like Ben Beseira. They should put it into cold water. So the Rishonim discuss who the halacha goes like, and it seems like the Rishonim want to pass it like Rabbi Elazar in this case. I think that's the way it's passed, but the Rishonim go back and forth. The Rif pass like Rabbi Elazar, the Ran asks, the Rosh asks, Tosfos over here asks, and they say that the Klolim are not so clear that we should pass it like Rabbi, we should pass it like Rabbi Elazar, but Lamaisa, it seems like it come out that we do pass it like Rabbi Elazar with this halacha, and halacha would be that when it comes to Isa Tmei, which is more again in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to chalo and hafroshes chalo, the way to do it is not to be mafreshit and put it in tzoinin, not to be mafreshit. Maybe you could do it at the evid, but not lachatchilo. Not to be mafreshit like Rabbi Yeshua said and just leave it on the side and let it become chametz. But we are worried about the fire above matzei, and the fact is that you should bake it first and then be kiryas shem. And it looks like we're working with the hoyo. The fact that you could take off from each piece, even if it's not the derech l'tzoyah, like Rashi said, you still would. We still would follow Rebbe Eliezer. Talk to you more weiter. A new Indian. The Kamashir Iso. How much is the Shir Iso? I'm sorry, let's just see Rashi quickly. There is one small Rashi. Rashi Salachuk Mamasera Tatu Litzayin. It just refers you back to the Mishnah about putting the piece of Iso into cold water. Okay, back to tomorrow. So we said Kamashir Iso. How much is the Shir Iso? Rashi explains what we're talking about. Losh v'pesach v'lo yoyser. To go ahead and knead this amount of dough on Pesach and not more. What's the max? Shiyachol shir midi chametz, because there's, must be a maximum to how much you could work with where you could still protect it from becoming chametz. If it's too much, then it could become chametz because it's out of your control. You're kneading too much and you're going to leave over something. You're not going to be able to work with the entire dough. So therefore, what is the maximum is what the Gemara is asking. Gemara answers like this. It's machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechim, Reka Oimer. Excuse me. Bechitin kabin, which is really, it means with wheat, two kabin. It's really kabayim. Two kabin is the maximum you're allowed to use when it comes to wheat flour. When it comes to barley flour, shloshes kabin. Then we allow you to work with a little more. Obviously, the impression is that Rashi will explain in a moment in the other shita that the seirin will take longer for it to become chametz. So therefore, you're allowed to have more. You're allowed to work with more. Nasan Oimer, Hashem Rabbi Lezer. Nasan wants to say in the name of Lezer, chilu fadvorim. Wants to say the exact opposite. He wants to say that you're allowed to work with three kabin of chitin. You're allowed to work with more chitin than seirin, and seirin only two kabin. And Rashi explains. Shir Isol, we saw that chiluf advarim shasoirin kroivin lahachmit yoytsem nachitim. The opposite, because he holds, Rasan wants to hold that soirin will become chametz faster than chitim. Therefore, he'll give you less to work with in soirin, only two, and more to work with in chitim, only three. So you might ask at this point, hey, it looks like it's a machlokes metzias. That Rishmona wants to say that Chitin only two and Sa'irin three, and Rnasa wants to say Faker that Chitin is three and Sa'irin is two. So we don't usually like to say is Machlokes Matthias, and that's it seems like the Rach, Rabbeinu Hanan over here, wants to make it a Machlokes in Kamus and Echus. And he says that according to Rishmona, he's Machshiv the Kamus, and he says that Chitin is going to produce more. Two kabin of Chitin is going to produce more than three kabin of Se'irin. And therefore, it's going to be harder to deal with anything more than that. It's going to be harder to deal with. It's a harder Tircha, and therefore you're worried about Chimut. While Reb Nosson is going to say it's really about Echos, not Kamus. It's about Echos, and he says since Chitin is stronger, it's a stronger material. And so it won't become chametz so fast. So therefore, will allow you up to three kabin of chitin. However, when it comes to seirin, which is weaker, so therefore their chimutz is faster. And so therefore, will only allow you two kabin of seirin. Fekim mora kashan and bishmol benoy shal brechem breiko v'otanya and bishmol benoy shal brechem breiko oimer bechitin shleishes kabin u'seirin arbo kabin. Different numbers over here. Here he seems to give chitin three kabin, which earlier he said was two, and seirin four, which before he said is three. So each one has an extra kab. What's going on? It seems to be a stira in Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Mechem Breiko, and for the Gemara like Kasha. Ho bechasichto, ho b'mal yisa. We're talking about different qualities of chitin and different qualities of seirin, as Rashi explained. Ho bechasichto, of Maliso, Kamaiso, Maliso, the first price of Shmuel ben Yosef Mechem Breiko, where he gave you two, was talking about the better quality, the better grade of Chitin, and there, since it's better, it's a better quality, so therefore it can come chametz faster, and therefore he only allowed you two. And Basraisa, Bechasichto, and the latter one, Rashi says, is Chasichto, is the weaker, is the inferior grade. Shesholei Shalahen, the three of the inferior grade, Einu Ela Kabayim Tovos, is not, is equal, it's only like, two of the superior grade chitin. And therefore, that's the difference between the two braises. The braises says two and three is talking about better grade. And the braises that says three and four is only because it's an inferior grade, and that's why larger amounts will either yield the same amount, like Rabbi Chanan said, or you can explain it a different way, that it's talking about just quality. The Gemara says, Amar Papa wants to say, Shema Mino, we can see from this that, as Rashi says, what's the purpose of what we're about to say? This will tell us something when it comes to trade, what the markup is for a better grade of these grains. Gri'in chiti chasichto mechitim alisom, that worse are the inferior grade of chitin, of wheat, from the the superior grade of wheat, tvei, that difference is greater than the degree on sairi chasichta mesairi ma'alisa, than the difference between the two grades of the barley flour, dilu hosam tilsa. Because over there, when you look at the barley, what's the difference between the two grades? It's only a difference of when you look at the difference between the two chitim, between the two wheats, you see a difference of tilsa, you see a difference of a third, because we said that it was a 2-3 ratio. So the difference between the two grades is a third. However, over here, in the case of Sa'irin, we saw a difference between 3 and 4, which means the difference was a quarter. So therefore, 33% difference for the two chitins is greater than the 25% difference that you find by the Sa'irin, by the barley. Rashi says, that the difference between by the wheat, we found that there was two cabin for the better grade and 3 cabin for the worser grade. Almo gari tilso. So we see it's worse only by a third. It's worse by a third. However, when it came to the barley, shloshes cabin, varois arbo. The difference between the two grades was the better ones was 3 and the worse ones were 4. So therefore, the difference between the two grades is only a quarter, it's only 25%, which is less than the 33% we said that we found between the two grades of wheat. Okay. Omar Rav, bottom line, Rav says, Kovo milugno'o, lepischo v'chein l'chav, that we use the calf, measurement of kav that was found in the place called Lugno, Rashi says, kav shloisei mokoim. That is the measurement of a kav for what? For the shear of Pesach. Rashi says, the pisco shalilosh yoiser. So you're not allowed to need more than a kav in this place. Kadesh yuchal shem menachimus in order to protect you from the chimut process. And at this point, in this halacha, it seems like Rav might be arguing with the earlier Shitas, possibly, or you can say that it just maybe in this place they use a different measurement, but the Sfas Emes wants to ask why Rashi had to explain things this way, that he wants to explain it without Rashi in a different way, that he would not have said what Rashi said, that the halacha is with regard to chimutz. He would have said it's negia, a different halacha on Pesach. But the Maisa, at this point, Rashi explained that in Lugno, they would use only a kav. They would only allow you to need a kav, which is certainly less than what we said earlier in the other places, where we said 2 or 3. Chein l'chalo, and we also said halacha is with like this, that use a kav Lugno to measure for the shear of chal. Rashi says, b'hach shear iso nami ko yimeh shalom z'chayi b'chal. The rest of the year, you want to know how much of the shear that you need to take challah from? In Lugno, it would be a kava. Affecting more of what I will learn to Mishnah what the shear of chalo is, which we learned is chameshes revoim kemach ve'oid hayom v'chalo. The Mishnah says mufreshes that the shear of chalo is 5 quarters. And a little bit. 5 quarters means, right, there's 4 quarters in a kav, so that means it's a kav, plus another quarter, plus a bit. So it's 1 1/4 calves, kavin, plus something else. It's certainly more than one kav that Rav said was used in Lugno. So, and for the Gemara, Hachiko Amar, this is what Rav meant to say, kavam Lugno inami ahai shirakoi, that the shear that they used in Lugno was equal to the shear. The shear of Kam Lugno equaled 5 revoim ve'oid. That was the same shear. It was just in Lugno. It was called a kav. Okay. Now there's a lengthy Rashi that goes through the math of the shear of Chalo. Let's pick that up next time.